This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Clubhouse.
Clubhouse is wildly, wildly underrated because most people don't know about the app yet and the voice format. I'm very fond of Clubhouse, the app. It replicates real life. What if like 20 people got together, 8 people, 7 people got together at a dinner table and just shot the shit and then everybody got to listen to it? It makes sense why it's working. I love the audio platform. I think a year from today, a lot more people will be on it. Have you jumped into Clubhouse yet?
Yeah, I have. You know, I'm still trying to figure Clubhouse out though.
You know, are you mainly listening at this point or have you contributed?
I'm totally listening.
Yeah. Frank, you have so much to say. I'm pushing you as a friend. Go contribute to One Room. You need to taste all sides of it to really figure it out, right? Figuring it out is like figuring out oysters by looking at it or talking about it. The real way to figure out oysters is by slurping it. You need to jump in and taste it.
All right, I'm going to do it.
I'll tell you why. Because I think for your sector, hosting some of those rooms for BlackRock will end up becoming something real in the next 18 months.
I'm going to circle back to you, Gary. I'm jumping in this weekend, and I'll tell you how it goes. Honestly, I'm going to jump in.
I'm going to hold you to that. What's good?
Hey, what's up, Gary? So my question is, you talk about a lot how to watch what you do, not what you say. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the algorithm here. I haven't seen you a ton here. So I just wanted to know what your opinion was on Clubhouse.
I'm obsessed with it. I think it's a remarkable platform, and I'm devastated that I'm so, so busy. Like, one funny thing about me, Jesse, is I'm such a prolific content producer, but it's because I built a strategy 7 years ago and built out a team that allowed me to do it. Brother, I am literally in meetings 12 hours a day. So I don't have the time or capacity to do what I did in 2007 to 11, which was live on Twitter. But I'm telling you right now, I would spend every minute I could on Clubhouse right now building community.
Do you see it like the way you talk about LinkedIn?
Yes, I see it exactly that way for the people that have something to say and are good at communicating by voice.
I mean, probably the reason why you're probably not on here as much, you can't repurpose the content.
Correct. This is not a distribution platform. This is a platform to actually engage. And right this exact second, I'm challenged for time. I mean, I was aware of it in March. I did a couple things. I enjoyed it, but I was just too deep in fixing my company because we were going through COVID. I had a lot of responsibilities and family stuff. I just couldn't get there. But to your point, what we're seeing is me not being able to live my thesis because the land grab of attention here is extraordinary. I'm all about it. I just have to put in the reps, and me finding the time right now is extremely challenging. But you should be living here as much as you possibly can, and so should all 2,000 people that are in this room. Just to expand on this, because so many people are asking me about Clubhouse, to me, you go and you build community just kind of like you would anywhere. You go in there, you join rooms, you raise your hand, you add your 2 cents, people start following you, you then start your own room, you create a conversation that you want to talk about. It's just a really incredible platform around voice, passive listening. The reason people are enjoying it so much is the reason they like podcasts. They can listen while they're cooking, they can listen while they're working out. Humans like lack of friction. The same reason you love Amazon Prime, the reason you love Uber Eats. Convenience. Audio consumption is a convenience of learning for so many. You can multitask. Clubhouse and things like it matter. Clubhouse, people are like, well, it's not recorded, this and that. People have had conversations at dinner tables, in hallways of conference rooms, around a campfire, 30-person micro events within macro events, aka those big CES dinners, dinners at South by Southwest, and that's just the business world, right? There's a million versions of that at the Grammys and the Super Bowl, and had macro conversations of the industry or this, that, and the other thing. There's classrooms that are having conversations. This is real life. Like, these social platforms that really do well, create scale around real life, right? Like, Twitter is a town square. And, you know, a lot of people in your town don't think the same way as you do or talk about different things, like see it a different way. Clubhouse is replicating dinner tables, you know, at scale. And a lot of dinner tables have 4 to 5 people that dominate the conversation, the other 25 listen. I've been in many dinner tables in the wine and social media and marketing worlds where I was a young buck and I would listen to the 4 OGs or the accomplished most of the dinner, maybe add a sentence or two. I've been the OG at the table. This is replication, my friends. And things that replicate well, reality, win. And that's why Clubhouse has such a spark.
You had mentioned Clubhouse. So I'm curious, as a visual creator, what should I put my energy into to stand out on Clubhouse and grow it, in your opinion?
You know, I think you're, I actually think you're a very good audio communicator. I've caught like different podcasts you've been on. So, you know, you're not going to be able to visualize it there. So you're going to talk about it. So it's no different than an incredible, you know, back in the day, like Pablo Picasso, when he gave a fucking interview, he need to articulate what's in his brain. So it's an audio place. It's no different than sitting with a bunch of friends over dinner. You know, you built a little community here, right? And like, if you did a little meetup and 12 of them came over and just shooting the shit, you know, like, you know, I think it's a audio communication platform. But by the way, you and I could be doing this right now. We'd lose the value of the video part, but I'd be talking and we'd be having the audio aspect of it. So I think it's a place to share. I think it's a great place to learn. You know, like, I really think that it's a place to go into different rooms and just expand your thoughts. There's a lot in there. I think you need to know when to shut up and you know when to talk. I think one thing, you got to spend a lot of time with me, and so you knew I talked a lot, but I was always put into rooms, stages, meetings where what we were talking about was what we were talking about, was things I knew, things I understood. On the flip side, the reality is that I would stay quiet if I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. But I think, and I think talking when you know and not being scared to say something and staying quiet are the real keys to Clubhouse.
I love it.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlight of review is You Are Amazing by Tego H3. Ever since I found out who you are, I have always consumed your content. I love the value you bring to this world. I actually got to see you on stage. It was super awesome. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.